The Browns are down by four, but St. Louis is goal to goal at the Browns' eight on second down. Shotgun, Foles, three receivers left. Jared Cook to the right. Gurley in the backfield. Shotgun snap. Foles is back. Looks. Late pressure. They got him. What a sack. Randy Starks got him back at the 20.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Let's listen now to the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, following the game against the Rams.
On the injury front, Hawk was evaluated for a concussion. Barnage got stitches in his lip at halftime. He had a tooth knocked out. Should be all right. Poyer has a shoulder. Josh has a shoulder. We'll know more tomorrow when we get those looked at. Overall, it's a pretty simple formula to lose a football game. Turn the ball over three times, it results in directly in 17 points. Commit 10 penalties, and a lot of them were self-inflicted. So, not much to say. I mean, I know we did some good things defensively for a while, but again, it still comes down to you can't give up big plays. It's that level of consistency. We got to play at a higher level. Offensively, never felt like we got into a rhythm, and they did a good job. I mean, they're built to thrive in this atmosphere. The noise gets to you. It was hard for our guys to hear. It was advantage them for us having to go on silent count. But those are the circumstances we have to deal with, and we did not do a good enough job of it. I'll open it up.
Mike, do you know how bad Josh's shoulders?
I do not. I'm not sure. I mean, the league has the protocol that if the officials on the field feel the need to stop the game, I know they have the ATC spotter up top is the added fail safe this year. So, I'm not sure what exactly went, transpired there.
You were pretty upset with the holding call and the non-holding call. Is that accurate? Were you upset at the holding call on K-1?
I'm not going to get into questioning of officials' calls. I mean, it's part of the game. You deal with it.
Like, what do you think the biggest issue was with protection? Josh was hit pretty much throughout the game.
They got a good front. They got depth. They roll guys through. They did some good things schematically. And this environment makes it difficult. But with that being said, we have to find a way to be able to function in it, and we weren't good enough.
As you leave here, are you concerned you've lost your starting quarterback?
Yeah, anytime your quarterback's getting evaluated for an injury, you're always concerned. So we'll whatever the circumstances are, we'll deal with them appropriately. Yeah, I mean it's frustrating. Anytime you hit big plays and you look back and you got a flag on the turf. That's frustrating. I mean, there was the one drive I felt like we were in. It was first and 20, second and 20. We had a third and 20, and we over ended up at least flipping the field, getting most of it back. But that's we need to do a better job. Now, some of it was the way they rushed the passer. They drew some holds. They did a good job. And some of the stuff that we did was self-inflicted. Again, if those are the circumstances, then we've been through this before. So if those are the circumstances, we'll deal with them.
Would it be Johnny?
Would it be Johnny? Yeah, he's our number two.
Did the plan have to change much when you come out, you're down 10-0?
No, not at all. I mean, even if it had been 14, I mean, it's still too early in the game, two scores. You don't. You have to guard against it. We're not going to panic. It's a long game. Um, But it's a tough way to start on the road. You dig yourself that hole, and then you're fighting uphill the rest of the way.
How did you do against Gurley?
Hot and cold. Yeah, that's easy to say. Well, except for the 40-some yarder, but that's what he does. I mean, so many of his he's gained his the two big games that he had. He had four or five just chunk runs that accumulated for probably close to half of the yardage that he had. And that's, I thought at times we did a good job, and other times we didn't. You can tell. I mean, he's a back, and he'll, you know, he can make you miss, jump over you. They do a good job. He's patient. He knows when to slow down. He's good with his change of pace. But you know, we battled for a while, but unfortunately we weren't good enough.
How big were the fumbles? I mean, obviously, basically just spotted 10 points, and then the Benjamin one in the second half.
Yeah, frustrating. Like I said, that's the formula to get beat, is turn the ball over and commit a lot of penalties. I haven't gotten a definitive word, but again, I don't know if I want to comment just yet. I don't know for certain.
How do you think this year will play? Obviously, defense is giving up to that
DI. Yeah, that was. That was tough, similar to his game against Denver, where he played well, played at a high level for a while, and then gave some plays up. I don't want to be remiss. Does he have a concussion? I don't know if he
does.
He does. Okay.
Yeah. But do you think the fumbles are a result of the size of those guys?
No, I don't think so. I thought just the ground level, the one was kind of close to being it. Was that catch, no catch? Did he have it? And I know they reviewed it up top and confirmed it, but we missed a block, and I think Gabe was surprised getting hit that quick and hadn't quite secured the ball away. So that the first one, and the second one was a pretty big hit. I don't know, big guys, I think that ball might have come out on too. That was a pretty good shot.
Mike, was there Irving in there just to get him a look at that game, or
is that a change? No, not a change. We just wanted to get him some work. The Cam's put in good work for us in practice, both getting reps with the starters, and then he's done some good work on the scout team for us. And it was a game situation where we felt this would be a good chance to get him out there and let him play.
Good.
Thanks. So head coach of the Cleveland Browns, obviously frustrated and disappointed after that game against the St. Louis Rams. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850 here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on a very, very kind of depressing Monday following the Browns' 24-6 loss to the Rams.